Ah, the sounds of a wooden bat hitting a baseball. It doesn't get any better than that. And if you were up in Champlain on Saturday, you could hear a lot of the wooden bats cracking as the Northeastern Clinton Cougars held their first annual wooden bat tournament. The event featured teams from Au-Sable Valley, Lake Placid, Mariah, and the host NCCS Cougars. In the tournament's first round, Mariah edged Au-Sable Valley 5-4. The homestanding Cougars defeated the Lake Placid Blue Bombers by the score of 16-10. In the consolation game, Lake Placid shut out Au-Sable Valley 8-0. And in the championship game, it was Northeastern Clinton defeated the Mariah Vikings 12-4. Robert McIntyre led the Cougars on the mound in the championship game, as he hurled 7 innings, gave up just 6 hits, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts on 82 pitches. Offensively for Northeastern Clinton, they were led by Garrett Pilon, who hit a 2-run homer, and Jacob Perkins, who had a double and a triple. Chase McGinnis led the Vikings with 2 hits. Also on Saturday, the Plattsburgh High School Hornets stayed undefeated with a hard-earned 6-3 win over the Ticonderoga Sentinels. Braden Calkins led the Hornets on the mound with 6 2/3 innings pitched, and he gave up just 2 earned runs. In a non-league game played on Saturday, Peru thumped Chazy 22-1. In girls' softball action, Au-Sable Valley captured the Beekmantown tournament, defeating the homestanding Eagles 17-3 and beating Messina 9-4. Beekmantown defeated Messina 9-8 in a first-round game. And in other girls' softball action, it was Saranac Lake over Mariah 10-4. Northeastern Clinton edged Peru 3-2. For NBZFM Sports, this is Steve Chris. Have a great Monday, everybody.